Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having James Steele on the show. James B. Steele is the name on the book, along with Donald L. Bartlett. The new book, America, What Went Wrong? The Crisis Deepens. This guy is, he, along with his partner, Bartlett, are multiple Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporters. They're a dying breed, I'm afraid, folks, but America needs investigative reporters. These guys, they've been a partners in doing this for over 40 years, and the list of awards they've received, we ran out of paper printing it out, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say, because, folks, you know how much I like to stick my finger in the eye of status quo. James Steele, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. My audience has heard me quote George Seldes on the show, his book, Witness to a Century. You're a great follower of his work, and you stand on his shoulders, and I hope there'll be some other young people who will stand on your shoulders. James, I'd like for you to take this segment and just give us a little bit of a tour of what you guys wanted to accomplish, what you saw, what was stuck under your craw, what was the burr under your blanket for right now that made you want to write the book America, What Went Wrong?
Well, Jim, what prompted this as much as anything was that back in the first edition of this, which was 30 years ago, and this book is really a major update that shows where we were then and what's happened since then. But
right.
But what inspired the original book was that people, average people, working people, were losing ground. They were suddenly losing jobs. They got other jobs that didn't pay as much. They had to sometimes sacrifice some of their health care. Their retirement was imperiled. And a lot of the reason for this was an awful lot of takeovers and buyouts occurring in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
The big time economist said, well, this is just part of America renewing itself, injecting new blood into our economic system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a few little bumps here, but we'll work through those.
Well, and one of the terms that people listening will probably remember, because I certainly do, that how all what you just said manifested out here at the kitchen table was the term downsizing.
Downsizing, absolutely.
That was a late 70s, 80s term. And
you're right.
The interesting thing, the irony, James, is I was downsized twice in the late 80s. Twice.
Uh-huh.
And one of them from as an executive in a company, but the irony is if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't be doing this right now. I wouldn't have started my own company.
Well, you figured out a way to survive and to get around it. And,
yeah.
But as you know so well, not everybody can do
some
that.
People, everybody can't. That's right. That's right.
And it's funny. I haven't thought of the word downsizing. But
oh yeah,
absolutely right. That was the buzzword. And the whole idea that everybody in Wall Street said, and all the economists said, okay, this is going to happen. It's going to be painful, but we're going to come out of this much better, much, much healthier.
So do you believe that was the headwater of where we are right now in terms of the middle class?
Yes, and people said at the time, well, yes, it's a little rough, but we'll get better. But what we said then, we said for the first time we have a generation, really, of working Americans, middle class Americans, who are going to find it impossible to match the economy, the way of life for their parents. And that, unfortunately, has turned out to be true. Because
right.
you see it in what people are making, you see it in what they're having to pay for their health care, and you're seeing it down the road and what's happening with retirement. I mean, the pensions are basically non-existent anymore
mm-hmm.
for working America. That was not true even 40 years ago.
Well, two
so
things.
There's a whole range of things that are stacked up against the middle working people.
There are. Every, you know, Newton's law of physics is still alive. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Some of them weren't good. The downsizing wasn't good. Some of the financial stuff that happened, the mergers, that wasn't good. But one thing that was interesting, the current state, the current condition of small business happened at that time too. Because prior to downsizing, small business sector was mom and pop backwater companies. Now small businesses were the people who got downsized, like me, started their own companies and became integrated partners with the companies that downsized them. So that's another byproduct of this. But still, folks, people got left out. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. And one of my big things, as you know, my friends, is Wall Street versus Main Street, two different economies. How do we fix that? And we're going to get James to report on that right after the break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. This is the new edition of America, What Went Wrong? The Crisis Deepens by Donald Bartlett and James B. Steele. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.